KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I mean, who am I to judge? It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 61 degrees. KSL's top story, it's Salt Lake City's worst kept secret.
We're looking forward to going to Utah. Great for sports, great for winter sports, and we think NHL hockey will thrive there.
A day after the NHL approved the move, Utah's getting a professional team, and we are now 1 hour away. For learning more from the team's owner at the Delta Center, KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has a preview of the news conference. She's joining us live. Becky?
Jeff, earlier today we actually heard from NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman in Arizona, who says a huge sticking point in the sale of the Coyotes was a failure to build a new arena there.
We're looking forward to going to Utah. Great for sports, great for winter sports.
He says he's grateful to Arizona State University for hosting the team, but it is time for a more permanent home.
It's not fair to the players on the Coyotes. It's not fair to the players on the other teams that come in. It's not a major league facility.
They've been playing at Arizona State for the last 2 years, and it's looking like they're going to keep playing. They were going to keep playing there longer and longer. So today, what we hope to find out is a little bit more about what Jazz owners Ryan and Ashley Smith have in mind for the team's home here in Utah, whether that means renovating the Delta Center, building something completely new. And we still have a lot of questions, names, uniforms, you name it. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Well, having a pro hockey team could be great for youth hockey. It also isn't so bad if you're trying to get the Olympic Games. The CEO of the Salt Lake City Organizing Committee, Fraser Bullock, says bringing the NHL to Utah could attract even more top Olympic athletes.
We want the best athletes coming to our games. And the NHL doesn't always play in every Olympic Winter Games. And so we want them.
We'll hear from the new team owners at 5 o'clock, their news conference from the Delta Center. You'll hear it live right here on KSL News Radio. Fourth year in a row, the U's gymnastics team is going to compete for the national championship.
The University of Utah Red Rocks gymnastics team qualified last night for the championship final in Fort Worth. They will compete against LSU, Cal, and Florida, but not the season's number one team, Oklahoma, which was set to claim the title for the third year in a row, but lost in the semifinal. It came down to which team had the fewest mistakes. While not perfect, Utah managed to amass the highest score and move on to the finals, which will take place Saturday at 2:30 p.m. local time. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
A man set himself on fire near the courthouse where former President Trump is on trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the man is in critical condition after going up in flames in the park across the street from the courthouse. NYPD spokesman Tariq Shepard says the man had a bunch of propaganda with him.
We do not believe this was targeting any particular person or any particular group. We just, right now, labeling it as a sort of a conspiracy theorist.
The incident happening just after a full jury of 12 people and six alternates been seated in former President Trump's hush money case. That clears the way for opening arguments to get underway on Monday. Mr. Trump reacting outside the courtroom.
The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
The former president is on trial on charges of falsifying business records to funnel money to an adult film actress before the 2016 election. And in breaking news, five Maryland teenagers were shot, two were critically injured during a water gun fight celebrating Senior Skip Day. Police say they were monitoring the water gun fight when the live gunshots rang out. They are still investigating whether the gun was fired by someone who was participating in that water gun fight. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The April showers have been few and far between this year, so what does that mean for the reservoirs?
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says when it doesn't rain every week, week and a half or so, the ground starts to dry up and more of that water currently running down our mountains ends up in the ground rather than our lakes and reservoirs. However, because we did so well in March, our reservoirs are nearly 85% full and we've still got almost a full year's worth of snow left to melt. Matt says it's not a huge concern.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small there. KSL meteorologist say if it stays dry in May, we might be having a slightly different conversation. Demolition is underway today for the Provo Temple. It's going through an extreme makeover similar to what the Ogden, Utah Temple underwent about a decade ago. The temple closed in late February for this reconstruction, which is expected to take several years. Payson High School is gearing up for the prom this weekend. Students, of course, excited for Footloose star Kevin Bacon to return. The president of the Utah Film Commission, Virginia Pierce, says Kevin Bacon won't actually be attending the prom tomorrow night.
He's coming on prom day to enjoy, you know, the day with the kids and see the school and, you know, and really visit. He's in the middle of shooting a series right now, so he's kind of in and out.
Bacon, along with other volunteers, will be making resource kits to supply for at-risk youth. KSL News Time, 4:05, first look traffic. Ricky, it's an early rush this afternoon.
It certainly is, and we have delays on I-15 in Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis counties. But we also have unusual delays on southbound Legacy going from Centerville down through Bountiful due to what was an internal vehicle fire in a camper and possibly trailer. Over to the right shoulder now, southbound Legacy. It is causing big backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, you got to hear this minute of news. It's on the way next. Stay right here.